are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. I'm talking about our show sends its signal way on down south of Birmingham, all the way up north of Huntsville, from Tuscaloosa in the west, way back to Gadsden in the east, and yes, even parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi. All right. You like how I said that slow, Boomer? Just kind of...
Yeah, it was just like rolling off.
Just rolling. 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 Just smooth.
Just smooth.
All right. So, all right. Hey, number two of the Triple Dipper, the Debt Limit Rodeo. All right. So it's, man, it's a goat rodeo right now up in D.C. So here's the thing. And I'm not an economist. I didn't even stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night. But I'm going to tell you there are aspects of debt that I think I understand. All right. One of which is you're supposed to pay your debts, and secondly, you're supposed to try and posture yourself in a place where you've actually got more money coming in than you have going out. We don't do that as a government. You know, interesting thing about Alabama is that Alabama has a constitutional mandate under its state constitution that we have to balance the budget every year. We cannot deficit spend. So, yay for that. It can get tough. There's things you wish you could do. There's a couple of times in recent years when we were so the economy after 2008 had pretty much tanked, and we had to borrow from what's known as the state trust fund, but then we paid it all back. So you can't do that on the federal side, generally speaking. We borrowed from ourselves in that case. We didn't borrow and make true debt. We borrowed from our – it's like taking from your savings account to pay your bills. All right, so that being said, the federal government has very few mature controls, if you will, on spending. Let's just find a new thing to do you like that? I do. That's a shiny thing we should spend money on. Whoop, whoop. Next thing you know, you got Green New Deal. You got, you know, the bridge to nowhere. You got the military industrial complex just gearing up, and you're going at it. Just writing them checks. All about the Benjamins. Well, then there's a thing called the debt limit. It's constitutionally mandated. Let's say, for instance, you got a credit card, and that credit card's got a $10,000 limit on it. You know you're about to take a trip. You know you're going to be gone for a while. You want the flexibility of knowing that if something happens, you can, you know, buy your plane tickets home or whatever else. And so you call your bank and you ask them, would you consider extending my debt limit? Can I go up a little higher? And they look at your reports and they go, how do you feel about 12.5? We can do that. So you sign up for 12.5. And then you got the ability to do more. We have the same thing in government. And that's about as low level down where the baby goats can get it that I could possibly describe it. We have that same type of situation, but it's in this case, Congress is the bank. The executive branch is the spender, right? Congress has to authorize an increase in our debt limit. And right now, our debt limit is peaked out. We have $31.5 trillion in debt. That's a lot of excess spending right there over the years. A bunch of that came during the Biden administration. So the Biden administration has literally increased the debt, where's my numbers here, by I think it's $3.7 trillion just since he took office. And it's all on big money, green energy kind of things. Where's my numbers? I do not see it. But nonetheless, I believe it was over $3 trillion in new debt just because of Joe Biden. Well, that's amazing. But there's also got to be some limits. So what are the Republicans doing right now? The bottom line for the Republicans is they know we can't default. Your credit card, the last thing you want is them taking you to court, right? If you don't make your bill payment on that credit card, even if it gets it at the minimum payment, if you don't get that thing paid, they have a right to come after you. They have a right to say, that shall not stand. You made an agreement. You said you would. Well, the good faith and credit of the United States is on the line. But what will really happen? So let me back up. Republicans are saying, look, we'll work to increase the limit to give you some room. You know, we'll give you a little extra movement here. But you got to quit spending so much. You got to quit. And look, you can't keep saying, I need more money because I want to spend more. You got to say, we'll spend less. But they also know that we got to have a little more room on the card. So, that being said, Biden wants the debt limit increase. He wants what's called a clean debt limit increase. In other words, don't give me any stringers. Don't make me not spend something on my infrastructure bill. Don't make me not spend something on my green energy policies and putting charging stations out there for EV cars and grants to Chinese countries to build the batteries and all that. Don't you tell me I can't spend. Well, we're telling you you can't spend money on it. So right now, just in the last 10 years, the debt has grown by over $8 trillion. That's like an average of $239,000 per household in the nation. And Biden wants to spend more. The Republicans are saying, you spend less, we'll give you a little more room on the credit card, but you got to spend less. And they want to cut roughly $4.8 trillion over the next 10 years. 10 years. All they're saying is, the things you've already said you're going to spend money on, we don't want to spend all that. We want to cut that. Most of it, these cuts would be in green energy subsidies, social programs. But here's the thing. Under the law, you are not going to wind up seeing the government not pay its debts. The idea that we would default on all of our debts and we would not pay our bills. No, actually, it works the other way around. The government is required by the Constitution to pay its debts. And right now, we actually have ample money to do it. Story here from justthefactsdaily.com. It's up on our resources tab if you want it. Where's that number? We have basically $5.1 trillion in revenues collected in the year 2022. The interest on our debt is only $775 billion, roughly 15% of our revenues. And that's still way too high, but what it indicates is we have plenty of money to service our debt and still have trillions of dollars for other expenses. It just means that maybe some of the fluff needs to go away. If you just get rid of the fluff, if you stop passing some of these crazy bills. Well, so one of the things that's happening right now in this whole debt limit rodeo is that Biden, first of all, came out the gate the other day, story here on Bongino, and claimed that he had actually reduced the debt. Well, no, he didn't. He's confusing things. Oh, there's a first. Go figure. Joe Biden got confused. I've never seen that happen. When Biden took office, the national debt was $27.75 trillion. As it stands now, it's $31.7 trillion. Biden needs to clarify. What he's doing is he's confusing his budget deficits with the national debt. He's just, if he's doing it intentionally or if he's just confused, I don't know. But one of the things being bandied about right now is whether or not Biden could incur more debt without Congress. I'm going to tell you, that's a dicey move, man. Now, who are we talking about? Joe Biden. You know, my legal advisors have told me that the vaccine mandate is probably not constitutional, but we're going to do it anyway. Or, you know, I know the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is there in case we have a crisis, but I'm just going to keep selling it and draining it down. You know, Name your choice, your topic of choice, but the reality is he has been acting unconstitutionally in a variety of ways. So don't think for a second he might not go down a road that I'm about to mention. The 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution specifically states that the validity of the public debt shall not be questioned. What does that mean? How do we work with that? The validity of the public debt shall not be questioned. Some have inferred that what that really means is that Biden has the ability to do whatever is necessary purely in the executive to raise the debt if needed. And he actually said the other day, story here on Fox Business, dated yesterday, Biden said, I have been considering the 14th Amendment, but the problem is it would have to be litigated. Well, he knows that because the first thing that's going to happen is people are going to go, whoa, you don't have that authority, and there would be a lawsuit. If nothing else, I guarantee you the Republican caucus in the House would do it. They would file it. Cornell University professor Michael Dorff says that this is perhaps his least unconstitutional option. just I mean, if the debt shall not be questioned, that means we have to do what we have to do, some say. But it also says it would surely prompt a lawsuit, get challenged and held up in court, and likely not be allowed to proceed. Before I go to the break on this topic, let me just grab the phone real quick. Jeff from Indiana. Jeff Rowe, how you doing, man?
I'm traveling on down the road, so I'm doing good, bud.
Good. What's on your mind?
Hey, why do we keep playing games with this stupid debt limit thing? Because it's always been raised. I mean, why have it at all except for just playing games with is basically what they're doing. But we need to have a constitutional amendment that, you know, ratified by the states and two-thirds of the members of Congress that they can't go over this limit spending. Otherwise, they have to raise taxes to get more money or just, you know, the only time it could be raised is if in time of a major war, and that would be if we're under a declaration of
of war.
What do you call it? Yeah. What when the president takes control? I can't even think of the word. Dang it.
Oh, an emergency proclamation. Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Quit playing the game. I mean, just do away with it or put some teeth into it because. I think it's raised like 75, 80 times, you know, since it's been enacted, or more than that, I guess.
Yeah, there's a movement out there. I know you probably kind of referenced it a moment ago, the Article 5 Convention, the Convention of States. And that requires more work to get it done. I'll tell you, and by the way, one of the Convention of States, it's a means by which the Constitution can be amended without Congress doing the amending. And then it requires ratification and all that. But the reality is there are some folks who believe that if you have that Article 5 convention, that you may open Pandora's box and have everybody in there trying to do away with the Second Amendment, abridge the First Amendment. And so you got to have a limited scope convention of states for a single purpose like debt ceiling or balanced budget.
Well, what it should be called is the politicians can't buy your vote anymore and give it to your grandchildren, give the bill to your grandchildren. That's exactly what it is because all they're doing is robbing Peter to pay Paul down the road, and it's not working, and this country eventually will go bankrupt. It's already bankrupt now. It just people are crazy enough to put money back into it.
Look, man, we got to have more money to fix these racist roads, don't you know?
Yeah, more money then tax the people then. See if they want to pay for it. Let's see how that works.
Well, it's a rodeo, man. And I'm up against the break, Jeff. You be safe on the road, buddy. But
all right, thank you, Phil. You have a good one.
All right, see you. Yeah, take me to a break, Boomer. And I'm just telling you, this is a debt limit rodeo. Apparently, they met yesterday, didn't really get anywhere. The Biden administration says they are not going to deal at all. But they also know they can't get away with that 14th Amendment thing. They're not going to do it. And then so they met with McCarthy. And apparently they're going to meet again on Friday. We'll see. It's a rodeo. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. Got a brand new texter in the string, Leanne from Huntsville. So we have Lee from Huntsville. We have what? We have a Leanne from South Huntsville. And now we have Leanne just from Huntsville. It's we have the Leanne caucus going. That's great. Glad you're in the audience there, Leanne. We got text coming in from Dorothy from Elkmont, sent me a Facebook link. I'll take a look at that later. Kenneth from Somerville says, Biden may have been installed as president, but nobody died and made him king. Only dictators act the way Biden has. I hear you. John from Brownsboro, oh, the alligator thing again. He says, there's a gator in South Huntsville in the wetlands between Sandhurst and the Arsenal. When they built the new Grissom High School, he started showing up and walking around the front doors. I had not heard that. That's crazy. How'd you do at school today, son? I couldn't go in, Mom. Why? Because there was a gator in front of my bus. What do you do with that? Wow. Hey, I got a caller on the line. Let me grab that real quick. Brian from Huntsville. Hey, Brian, how you doing?
Mighty Fine, and yes, there's more than one gator in South Huntsville by the ocean.
I believe it now. Yeah, absolutely.
So, but I'll walk out there away from them. But in any case, I wanted to say that the debt ceiling is also tied to inflation, because Army, the government has to buy stuff too from private entities. I want to see them start to pay for toilet paper in the White House and see how long it takes them to actually come to an agreement.
Yeah, you know, I look at that and I think, how many of those folks have never run a business? And I'll bet you the vast majority of them have never run it. Some of them, like Biden himself, has been up there so long, I don't think he has a concept of what it takes to get by in the private sector anymore.
No, and there's several comments that I cannot say on the radio.
It's a family show. All right, Brian, thanks, man. Appreciate you. Have a great day. Yeah, wow. Okay. JT from Lacey Springs says, skip that dipper number two. Let's go gatoring instead. See what kind of side topics can get you. I did. I got by the side. It's what I get for chasing a rabbit, or chasing a gator, I guess, in this case. John from Huntsville says, gator country is one country Dale Jackson will never visit. I don't know why he would say that, but okay. Oh, because Florida Gators. Yeah, got it. Okay. Jason from Priceville says, if it was for beaver control, then why are there still so many beavers? I don't know. I live on a slough right off the main channel of the river where I'm at, and I can tell you right now, beavers up and down. Christy from Huntsville says, there's alligators in South Huntsville, too. One came out of the swamp, was crossing the road in front of Grissom High. Yeah, we got double confirmation now. One of the other Leanne's from Huntsville says, the day I see a gator going across I-65, I'll faint. Don't do it, not while you're driving, at least. Pull over safely on the side of the road. Take out your camera, get a picture, and then move on. Jeff from Indiana had said that that's great thinking on the government's part. We can have critters chewing down trees, and we're going to trade them for critters that chew your leg off. Says good thinking, government. What do you do, Jeff? I mean, obviously these people just don't always have a clue. Racing from Hawaii texted in and says, put the sharks and the gators in where the illegals cross into our country. Wow, that's called a moat. That's like the old thing about having a moat with gators in it. Just saying. Gina from Athens also said, I heard years ago that someone had the bright idea to bring the gators to the Tennessee River to combat beaver problems. If it's true, I'd just rather have the beaver problems instead of the gator problems. I get it, man. And then lastly, Teresa from Town Creek, brand new in the text string with us here, says, Biden says he's fighting for the soul of America. My soul belongs to God, not to Biden. That's a great way to end that segment. Hey, coming up next, right at the top of the hour here, we're going to take a break, come right back. The Grand Council with Dale Jackson and Jeff Poor. Oh, man, we always ping each other with questions, see what kind of things we come up with. Don't always agree, but we always love each other when it's done. So, yeah, the Grand Council coming up right next after this break. And then we'll switch, if we can, to the last part of the Triple Dipper. If you missed my monologue, I'm just telling you, the smoke and fire in D.C. It's not just smoke and wondering if there's fire. There's smoke and fire in D.C. right now. The Hunter Biden stuff got real today. It got real. And we'll talk about it on number three of the Triple Dipper after the Grand Council at the top of the hour. So, all right, folks, listen, stay tuned. Plenty more where that came from. I got to get my questions ready for the brethren as they come on the air for the Grand Council. See what kind of questions. Can I stump them? Probably not. They know what they're doing. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.